This reading was developed by the Center for Clinical Interventions. Put Off Procrastinating, Module 7, Putting It All Together, Doing It, and Keeping Going. In this module, we'll go over the following sections. Introduction, the procrastination cycle revisited, the doing cycle, action planning, maintaining your gains, followed by a module summary. Introduction. We're at the end of our journey to conquering procrastination. It's now time to take stock and see how far we've come. It's time to put together all that you've learned so you have a clear roadmap of how to continue this journey and how to keep on track. Remember, as we've kept saying, procrastination is a habit, and like anything, it'll take time, practice, and persistence to kick the habit. So let's look at what you need to keep going. The procrastination cycle revisited. Remember the procrastination cycle introduced in Module 3? On your handout is a simplified version to refresh your memory. You can pause to take a look if you'd like. We've learned that procrastination is driven by our unhelpful rules and assumptions about what we expect of ourselves and the world, which leads us to feel some sort of discomfort about doing a task or goal we are faced with. If we can't tolerate this discomfort, we are likely to use procrastination as our way to avoid or stopping the discomfort. In addition, if we can come up with convincing excuses and justifications for our procrastination, we'll be the more likely to travel the path of procrastination. When we procrastinate, we find substitute activities for the tasks and goals we need to be doing, which tend to be pleasurable or distracting to us. In turn, the consequences that arise from our procrastination, whether they be positive or negative, make us more likely to turn to procrastination next time we are faced with a similar task or goal. The doing cycle. The procrastination cycle shows us that procrastination can be like a vicious negative spiral that we can get stuck in. The good thing about a cycle is that usually we can reverse it from a negative cycle to a more positive cycle. It's like a spinning wheel. The wheel may be moving in one direction and can have quite a bit of momentum behind it, but by making some changes in how we spin the wheel, we can usually get it to spin in the opposite direction. Now, initially, when we try to change the direction of the wheel, it can be a real effort and the change may not be smooth at first. However, with some persistence, it starts to get easier and the wheel eventually gathers momentum in this new direction. Your procrastination habit can be a bit like trying to change the direction of the spinning wheel. Initially, you're stuck in a negative procrastination cycle, so it'll take some effort and persistence to reverse the cycle to a more positive doing cycle. But once you change the cycle, it'll gather its own momentum in a positive direction. So let's reflect on what we've learned about how to change the procrastination cycle and look at a cycle of doing rather than procrastinating. The doing cycle on page 4 draws together all of the things you have learned in the Put Off Procrastinating modules. Notice from the cycle that we would still expect our old unhelpful rules and assumptions to be activated when faced with certain tasks or goals. Our unhelpful rules and assumptions have generally been around for a long time, so we can't expect them to disappear overnight. The key thing is that instead of being led by these unhelpful rules and assumptions, we choose to do things differently at this point, which puts us on a path of doing rather than procrastinating. Over time, these unhelpful rules and assumptions may relax and may not be as easily activated. So when our old unhelpful rules and assumptions are activated, we instead adjust our unhelpful rules and assumptions by challenging them, devising new helpful rules and assumptions, and putting these into practice. Practice tolerating discomfort using mindfulness techniques, i.e., being aware, watching, and observing without judgment and letting go, and gradually increasing our time sitting with discomfort. Dismiss our procrastination excuses by challenging and testing any unhelpful conclusions we hold about being better off postponing a task or goal to another time, but instead developing a more helpful conclusion that it is best for us to start on things now. Use motivational self-talk rather than self-criticism to encourage ourselves to do the task. Put into action practical strategies to stop procrastination, such as prioritize, grade, tell time, worst first, using momentum, just 5 minutes, set time limits, prime time, prime place, Remember, then do. Reminders, visualize, focus, plan rewards, schedule, and unschedule. Doing these things should then lead us to follow through with the task or goal, which will carry with it certain consequences which will make us more likely to keep doing rather than return to our old ways of procrastinating. These consequences might include getting things done, achievement, satisfaction, belief in ourselves and our abilities, ultimately less discomfort and stress, and some sort of reward for our accomplishments. The key thing is that by doing rather than procrastinating, our unhelpful rules and assumptions are challenged because we see we can do these things and can cope whatever the outcome. Action planning. Based on the doing cycle, it can be helpful for us to draw up a clear plan of action for what it is we need to do when the urge to procrastinate arises. Below are 6 steps to get on top of your procrastination anytime you feel it is getting the better of you. Notice steps 2 and 3 are optional because, as we've kept saying, you don't necessarily have to tackle the harder underlying reasons for your procrastination, i.e. unhelpful rules and assumptions and intolerance of discomfort, to be able to overcome procrastination. Step 1, being aware and non-blaming. See Module 3. The first step is to stop and recognize your urge to procrastinate. That is, be aware and reflect on how the procrastination cycle is playing out in your life right now with the task or goal that faces you. However, when you do recognize that you're procrastinating or you're having the urge to procrastinate, do so in a non-judgmental and non-blaming way. Don't beat yourself up for it, but instead recognize that procrastination has arrived and that you are going to make a choice to do things differently. Step 2, which is optional, adjust unhelpful rules and assumptions. See Module 6. If you can recognize the unhelpful rule or assumption of yours that is being activated by your task or goal, you can make attempts to adjust this. You can do this by challenging the rule or assumption, questioning where it came from. How is it that unreasonable, unrealistic, unfair, unhelpful? And identifying its negative consequences. Then you can think of a new, more helpful rule or assumption in what you would need to do to put that into practice in this situation. Step 3, which is also optional. Practice tolerating discomfort. See Module 6. If you can recognize the discomfort that is arising within you about doing the task or goal, you can practice tolerating it mindfully by being aware and observing or watching the discomfort without judgment, making space for it and hence letting go when it's ready. You can imagine riding the wave of your discomfort or delaying procrastination to give yourself time to practice sitting with the discomfort. Step 4, dismiss procrastination excuses and encourage. See Module 4. Look for the excuses you're making to justify your procrastination. Notice your old unhelpful conclusions, such as not needing to do the task now because of some circumstance. Despite if this conclusion is really true, by asking what is the evidence or reasons, am I really going to be better off? Is it really true I can't get started? What will the consequences be? Also, is there a way to test if your conclusion is true rather than assuming it is? And finally, settle on a conclusion that's more helpful to you, something more along the line that you can make a small start now. Drop any self-criticisms and instead talk to yourself as if you were motivating and encouraging a friend. Step 5. Carry out practical strategies. See Module 5. Decide on the practical strategies most relevant to the task or goal at hand and apply these practical strategies. Remember, to gain clarity as to exactly what needs to be done, write a list of tasks or goals, then prioritize these, then grade each, and then accurately estimate how much time each step of each task or goal will take. There are numerous ways you can approach any given step of a task, such as worst first, using momentum, just 5 minutes, set time limits, prime time, prime place, remember then do, reminders, visualize, focus, and plan rewards. To know when you have the time to attempt a step of a task, you can use a schedule or an unschedule. Step 6, reflect and revise your plan. Now step back and reflect on how you're doing. Examine how things are going. Appreciate what is working well and the positive consequences of doing rather than procrastinating. Also recognize what areas may need some improvement. If something does need to be revised, revisit steps 1 to 5 and try again. On page 6 is an example procrastination action plan, which takes you through the 6 steps using the procrastination example discussed earlier in Module 3. On page 7 is a blank sheet, so you can work through your own task or goal in the same way. You can pause the recording at this time so you can complete this exercise. Maintaining your gains. Congrats for making it to the end. Now, at the end of the day, the important thing is to keep going. Expect that changing your procrastination habit will take time, practice, persistence, and patience. Expect that you'll have good days and bad days. Expect that you'll have days when you feel like a doer, and days you feel like you've slipped back into procrastinationville. The old saying of 2 steps forward, 1 step back is very true. If you expect setbacks when you sign up for the journey of changing your procrastination, then when you face a bump in the road, you'll be less likely to blame yourself and give up. As such, you'll be better able to use the action plan just covered to help you get over that bump and keep moving full steam ahead. Don't give up. If you're struggling, find someone who can support you through making these changes. Revisit the earlier put off procrastinating modules, particularly the Do I Want to Change section of Module 3. This will remind you of your commitment and motivation to overcoming procrastination, as well as help you work through any roadblocks that are making it tough to change your procrastination. Another way to help you maintain your gains is to recognize the changes you've made and your achievements. If we ignore these things, we tend to think we haven't changed at all, or that change hasn't been worth it, and we'll be less likely to keep going. Take time now to write down and appreciate changes that you've made so far by working through the put off procrastinating modules. Also, recognize the positive benefits that have come from changing. That is, how's your life better? Keep coming back to this and adding in more changes or benefits that arise as you continue on your journey of transforming yourself from procrastinator to doer. Feel free to pause the recording at this time so you can complete the exercise on the handout provided. Module summary. To reverse the negative cycle of procrastination, you need to be aware of your procrastination and be non-blaming towards yourself. Adjust your unhelpful rules or assumptions. Tolerate your discomfort. Dismiss your procrastination excuses. Be motivational towards yourself rather than critical. Put into action practical strategies to stop procrastinating, and reflect on the changes you've made and revise anything that isn't working. Changing your procrastination habit takes time, practice, persistence, and patience. Expect setbacks, use your action plan, get support, and recognize your achievements. By doing this, you'll stay on the path to becoming a doer rather than a procrastinator. This concludes this final module of the reading. Feel free to review the materials as needed. Thank you for listening.